There's a little girl in my class called Matilda Wormwood. I'm Matilda's class teacher and I have just extraordinary things to report about this child. Matilda is a real genius. The book we are representing talks about this little extraordinary girl.
Matilda is a very funny book, written by the author Roald Dahl. It was published in 1988. The book is about a sweet, bright little six-year-old girl named Matilda. She's a child of wondrous intelligence, but unfortunately, she's different from the rest of her family. Ignored at home all the time, Matilda escapes into a world of reading and exercising her mind. One day, her parents sent her to school with the worst principal in the world. Her name is Agatha Trunchbull. Every child at the school is afraid of this military principal monster. Being unaccepted at home and terrorized by the principal, Matilda finds a single light in the warm-hearted Miss Honey. Miss Honey is the first grade teacher who recognizes Matilda's remarkable skills. She also discovers a very special talent that allows the spirited girl Matilda to use telekinetic powers. With enough practice, Matilda starts to learn controlling these powers. Soon, she uses them on her principal so she can drive her away from school.
If you want to know how this hilarious story ends, you need to read it on your own. I'm sure you will enjoy the time reading it. Roald Dahl was born in the 1920s in South Wales. Dahl told his children nightly bedtime stories. This helped him to become one of the most popular children's writers. Besides Matilda, he published books like James and the Giant Peach and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Dahl's book Matilda shows connections to his real life. The principal of the school Dahl went to gave him a harsh beating for playing a practical joke. Similar to Matilda, Dahl was a very lively and cheerful child.
To get an impression of the military principal monster Trunchbull, you will hear a short text passage of Matilda's school life.
In the middle of the lesson, the Trunchbull pours herself some water in her glass. Suddenly, with the water, a newt comes out of the water jug, and the Trunchbull let out a yell and leaps off her chair. Now, this mighty female giant stands in front of the class quivering like a blancmange. She's furious because someone had succeeded to make her jump and yell like that. Because the Trunchbull prides herself on her toughness, this has never happened before. That's why she tries to find someone to blame for. She looked at this moment more terrifying than ever before. This fires of fury and hatred were smoldering in her small black eyes.
Matilda!
She barked.
Stand up!
Who? Me?
Matilda said.
What have I done?
Stand up, you disgusting little cockroach!
I haven't done anything, Miss Trunchbull. Honestly, I haven't. I've never seen that slimy thing before.
Stand up at once, you filthy little maggot!
Reluctantly, Matilda got to her feet. She was in the second row. Lavender was in the row behind her, feeling a bit guilty. She hadn't intended to get her friend into trouble. On the other hand, she was certainly not about to own up.
You are a vile, repulsive, repellent, malicious little brute,
the Trunchbull was shouting.
You are not fit to be in this school. You ought to be behind bars. That's where you ought to be. I shall have you drummed out of this establishment in utter disgrace. I shall have the prefect chase you down the corridor and out of the front door with hockey sticks. I shall have the staff escort you home under armed guard. And then I shall make absolutely sure you are sent to a reformatory for delinquent girls for the minimum of 40 years.
The Trunchbull was in such a rage that her face had taken on a boiled color and little flecks of froth were gathering at the corners of her mouth. But she was not the only one who was losing her cool. Matilda was also beginning to see red. She didn't in the least mind being accused of having done something she had actually done. She could see the justice for that. It was, however, a totally new experience for her to be accused of a crime that she definitely had not committed. She had absolutely nothing to do with that beastly creature in the glass. By golly, she thought, that rotten Trunchbull isn't going to pin this one on me.
I did not do it,
she screamed. Do you believe Matilda? To find out the truth, you just need to dive in Matilda's mysterious world.
The many adjectives Roald Dahl uses to describe the characters give the reader the unique feeling of standing right in front of them. Considering the time full of laughter we had while reading Matilda, we can only recommend this book. It is suitable to use in school for 7th grade, for instance. It is very nicely written because of the lively language Dahl uses. Additionally, there are illustrated pictures in the book to support the understanding. And besides that, there is a film available which could be used to visualize Matilda's world.